My brothers and sisters, the acceptance is only known to Allah Azza wa Jal. But our scholars have made us, have given us some signs to follow and to look for, to see if our a'mal were accepted. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was praising the people, الَّذِينَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ, when Allah Azza wa Jal was praising the people who rush and race to do good, one of their characteristics was, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةً أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ. The ones who give in charity and do other ibadat, and their hearts are full of fear. Their hearts are full of fear. Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, Ya Rasulallah, ahuwa al-rajul alladhi yazni wa yasriq wa yashrab al-khamr? Is this ayah, Ya Rasulullah, is this ayah for the person who steals and he commits adultery and the one who drinks alcohol? He said, La yabnata al-siddiq. No, the daughter of Siddiq. ولكنه الرجل يصوم ويتصدق ويصلي وهو يخاف ألا يتقبل منه. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered her, and there's no better mufassir of this ayah than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, no ya Aisha, it is rather the man who fasts, the man who gives in charity, the man who prays, and he's full of fear whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted or not. So my brothers and sisters, our main concern right now should be, did Allah accept my a'mal or not? That should be our main concern. Just like Ali radiallahu anhu, when he said, قال علي كونوا كونوا لقبول العمل أشد اهتماما من العمل. Ali radiallahu anhu, he said, be more concerned about the acceptance of the deed than the deed itself. Why, ya Amir al-Mu'mineen? Why, ya Ali? He said, didn't you hear what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said? إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Didn't you hear when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah only accepts from the muttaqeen, from the pious ones, and I cannot claim that I am a muttaqi. وَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Do not praise yourself and call yourself a muttaqi. So we should be always concerned whether our a'mal are accepted or not. And that's why, subhanallah, the Sahaba, 6 months after Ramadan, 6 months after Ramadan, they constantly beg Allah Azza wa Jal to accept their a'mal in Ramadan. They understood the deen. 6 months after Ramadan, they keep begging Allah, Ya Rabb, accept from us the a'mal. Like I mentioned, my brothers and sisters, the acceptance of the a'mal is only known to Allah Azza wa Jal. But our scholars gave us some signs to look for. First, not going back to the sins, to the major sins that we used to do before Ramadan. You used to do a major sin before Ramadan, and after Ramadan you stopped completely. And not only you stopped, every time you remember that sin, you feel remorse and regret. That's a major sign, inshallah, that your a'mal in Ramadan were accepted. We do not want to be... Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave an example in the Quran about a woman in Mecca. This woman in Mecca, she used to knit. She used to knit all day until she finishes. And then when she finishes, she rips apart everything that she has done. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Surah An-Nahl, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّتِي نَقَضَتْ غَزْلَهَا مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ أَنْكَاثَ. Do not be like that woman. After very hard work, she ruined everything. My brothers and sisters, we struggled for 30 days. We fasted and performed qiyam, and we gave our hard-earned money, hoping that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would accept. We should not ruin all that. all that ni'mah that Allah blessed us with, because وَمَا تَوْفِيقِي إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. My brothers and sisters, wallahi, we only fasted with Allah's permission. We were only able to perform qiyam with Allah's permission. Every penny we donated because of Allah's permission. So the first sign is not going back to the major sins. Insha'Allah ta'ala, that will indicate that our a'mal were accepted. Our scholars said the second sign is, if we follow the good deed by another good deed, it indicates that the first good deed was accepted. If we follow the fasting of Ramadan with 6 days of Shawwal, that's a good sign, insha'Allah ta'ala, that the siyam was accepted. If we try to maintain all the a'mal that we have done in Ramadan, to maintain it after Ramadan, that's a great sign that the a'mal in Ramadan were accepted. And I remind you of the plan we gave last year, the 10% maintenance plan. You fasted for 30 days, 10%, 3 days of every month. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, whomsoever fast 3 days of every month, كَمَنْ صَامَ الدَّهْرِ, as if you fasted the whole year. You prayed qiyam, 20 rak'ah or 8 rak'ah, 10%, 2 rak'ah every single night. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us the best salat after fard is the salat of qiyam. You read Quran for 20 minutes or you read 20 pages, 10%, 2 pages after every fard salat. Do not disconnect yourself from the Quran. You have given $1,000, $100, whatever you have given in Ramadan, 10% of that every single month to the needy. And you can increase. But let's start with 10%, insha'Allah ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, قُلْ لِي فِي الْإِسْلَامِ قَوْلًا لَا أَسْأَلُ عَنْهُ أَحَدًا غَيْرَكَ. Hadith in Sahih Muslim. Ya Rasulullah, tell me something about Islam that I will not ask anyone else other than you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam summarized our whole deen in a couple of words. He told him, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Say with your tongue, I believe in Allah Azza wa Jal, and then with your heart and with your limbs, استقم, stay steadfast. So my brothers and sisters, after Ramadan, we should stay steadfast on our deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not tell us, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَنْتَهِي رَمَضَانِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not tell us in the last ayah of Surah Al-Hijr, worship Allah until Ramadan is over. He told us, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until your life is over. My brothers and sisters, remember that the acts that are most pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal are the ones who are done continuously, constantly, even though they are small. So instead of staying up one whole night in the month up in Qiyam, 5 minutes every night is better than that. Any amal that we are doing, if we do something from that amal, a small amount, and we make it constantly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that is the most beloved a'mal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Third, my brothers and sisters, if you are inspired to constantly beg Allah azza wa jal to accept what we have done, what you have done in Ramadan, that's a great sign, insha'Allah ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have accepted your siyam. So constantly, my brothers and sisters, from now on, constantly, Ya Rabb, Ya Allah, Ibrahim alayhi salam, performing the best, one of the best, no, most noble ibadat ever, which is building the Kaaba. After he finished, what did he say? رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Subhanallah. So my brothers and sisters, keep that dua constantly, repeat it daily, all the time. Ya Allah, accept our siyam. Ya Allah, accept our qiyam. Ya Allah, accept our sadaqat. Ya Allah, Ya Kareem, Ya Rabbil Alameen, accept everything that we have done in this month. My brothers and sisters, one of our righteous predecessors, he said something very beautiful. He said, "من جعل أيام حياته كأيام رمضان جعل الله آخرته كالعيد." Allahu Akbar. Whomsoever lived his life similar, it's not going to be identical. Whomsoever lives his life similar that the way he is in Ramadan, then Allah will make his akhirah as Eid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our akhirah as Eid and give us the great glad tidings of the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.